Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill leaves Africa today after a highly visible tour of Ethiopia, Ghana, Uganda, and South Africa. The trip got so much attention in part because O'Neill was accompanied by Irish rock star Bono. Commentator Sala Booker leads the advocacy group Africa Action. He says the devastation O'Neill has seen in the last 2 weeks should persuade him that impoverished African nations need to be relieved of their foreign debts.
Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill met with African finance officials in Washington last October. Then he downplayed Africa's debt crisis and dismissed the arguments presented by his guests. Now he is seeing firsthand the consequences of Africa's debt bondage. He's learning that Africa's external debt is indeed a crippling barrier to action against AIDS and progress against poverty on any front. Africa is the epicenter of the global HIV/AIDS pandemic. Yet the debt burden of African countries undermines their efforts to cope with this devastating public health crisis. African leaders have agreed to spend at least 15% of their budgets on health, more than double current levels. But it's impossible to meet this target while they must pay nearly $15 billion a year to foreign creditors. At issue is the backlog of old debts which rich country creditors insist on collecting, even though these debts were largely illegitimate to begin with. Some loans were given for strategic purposes to prop up repressive and corrupt regimes during the Cold War. Some were given for failed and grandiose development projects pushed by creditors. Most of these loans did not benefit Africa's people. Yet today, Africa's people are expected to pick up the tab. The victims of apartheid South Africa are forced to pay the costs of their own previous repression. These debts are illegitimate and should be canceled outright. The current framework for debt relief is the Heavily Indebted Poor Countries, or HIPIC, initiative. This initiative has failed. Even studies from the World Bank, one of the HIPIC authors, reveal that this plan will not end Africa's debt crisis. The amount of debt being reduced is insufficient, and the initiative is defined by the interests of creditors. Instead of tinkering with a failed debt relief framework, it's time to write off the debt overhang. Africa's debt crisis costs thousands of lives every day. The U.S. has the power to change this. Most of Africa's debt is owed to the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, and the U.S. is the dominant shareholder. After looking into the eyes of Africa, Mr. O'Neill should not then look away. He should understand how wrong he was to have discounted the devastating impact of Africa's debt burden. His first order of business upon his return to Washington should be to use U.S. power and influence to cancel Africa's debt.
The comments of Sala Booker, Executive Director of Africa Action.